are off. We have 7 Red Lions making the leap today from an RSAF C-130 Hercules aircraft from a height of 10,000 feet. They're free-falling now in a ring formation, as you can see. And to make this ring formation, the heaviest jumpers have to go first. They can then adjust their positions for the rest of the team to follow. And at 6,000 feet, they're getting ready to perform the challenging bomb burst formation. As we wait for them to make this challenging formation work. And here they go. This move, which looks like a flower opening up, allows the jumpers to distance themselves from one another and also to deploy their parachutes safely. Now, it's an incredible feat of perfect timing and precision. Now, earlier, the Red Lions were reaching speeds of up to 195 kilometers per hour and jumping from what's equivalent to the height of a 1,000-story building. Imagine the courage and the amount of training that's needed to accomplish such a feat. And from high up in the skies, the Red Lions are keeping an eagle eye out for their target. That is the Padang, where crowds of spectators are eagerly awaiting their arrival. What might look just like a matchbox from way up there is their final landing spot. But they have many obstacles before they get there. The Red Lions have to battle challenging and unpredictable crosswinds to land safely in the Padang. A demanding feat of courage, stamina and precision. But they've trained hard for this and the crowd waiting excitedly for their return. Just look at that view from way up there, our beautiful city by the bay, one that both our Red Lions and naval divers are working tirelessly to protect. Now, over the years, the commandos realized they needed to create an identity for this special group of parachuters. Their aim was to highlight the professional image and specialized skills embodied by these men. And with that, the Red Lions were officially inaugurated in 1996. They're made up of commandos, naval divers, and members from the Special Operations Task Force. Now, to jump into challenging drop zones like the Padang, they must have completed a minimum of 500 jumps. So, why is the Padang such a challenging drop zone? Well, it measures only 108 by 78 meters, and the Red Lions can only land from one direction. The Padang is also surrounded by spectators, the National Gallery, trees and light displays, as well as other skyscrapers. So there are plenty of obstacles to navigate, not to mention the unpredictable wind conditions. What the Red Lions are able to accomplish today takes a lot of hard work and somewhere between 5 to 10 years of intensive training to get to the level of proficiency that you're witnessing right now. Well, the Red Lions deploy their parachutes at different heights to create a canopy stack. They're flying close to each other to form a line. And this maneuver symbolizes the significance of unity, cooperation, and teamwork. The spectators at the Padang just catching sight with the Red Lions as they make their descent. Craning their necks, phones at the ready, waiting to catch a glimpse of our first Red Lions as they make their approach. And here, all eyes leading the team this year, Master Warrant Officer Chu Eng Sing is making his approach and turning into the Padang now. He's got a whopping 1,085 jumps under his belt. As he makes this approach, the crowd is excited, going wild. And it's touchdown to loud applause from the spectators in the crowd. But coming in close, we have First Warrant Officer Galvin Chan making his approach with 942 jumps. He's coming in now. Making his approach, the audience is definitely excited for his return and a safe landing for First Warrant Officer Galvin Chan as well. Now, hot on his heels, we have a Second Warrant Officer, Yi Kien Yong. Now, he's coming right into the Padang now, all ready to score the smooth landing with 532 jumps, a strong finish. The crowd waving their flags and cheering his return. Up next, Second Warrant Officer Billy Lim logging 594 jumps for this moment. The crowd is holding their breath as he approaches now. And it's touchdown for him as well. 4 down, 3 to go. Coming in quick, we have Second Warrant Officer Chua Seng Boon. Now, he's got 980 jumps under his belt. to make this jump today. You can see the wind conditions here also making it quite challenging, but it looks like he's coming in confidently, and he's safely back as well. The spectators welcoming home with loud cheers and applause. We also have second warrant officer Sandy Wong is making her approach as well. 700 jumps under her belt. The excited crowd at the Padang is cheering her on. And she's almost there. And yes, she's home safely as well. And we have the final red line, first warrant officer Eugene Cho. He's the eye in the sky, the man behind all the exciting aerial shots that you've been seeing, clocking an impressive 1,550 jumps, leading to this confident approach here. And the crowd is going wild, waiting for him to make it safely home. And we have it. The crowd is welcoming all our Red Lions home. A spectacular end to the pre-parade segment. Always the Red Lions, one of the biggest highlights of this year's NDP. What an amazing performance by our Red Lions, making such a challenging feat look absolutely effortless. And a wave to the audience at the Padang, delighted at the performance. The spectators, of course, enjoying every minute of the amazing performance. You can see them smiling, waving, cheering and showing their respect and appreciation for all the hard work that it took to put this show together. A high five there among the Red Lions. Not an easy feat at all, and you can see the camaraderie between them and also with the crowd at the Padang. What a memorable experience, such an incredible feat accomplished by the Red Lions this evening. And not forgetting our naval divers as well, and this jump of unity. Confident wave there from Sandy Wong as they soak in all that energy. And presenting both the Red Lions and the Republic of Singapore Navy naval divers, taking a final salute together after making a safe landing home. The crowd is erupting in cheers and applause at both Marina Bay and the Padang, waving their flags and thanking these fearless jumpers for yet another exciting and memorable performance.